Hey, pants people, it's Jeremy. You all kick ass. That's all I wanted to say. Enjoy the show.
Ventus are activated, and yes, there is an emergency happening in Dyarlan. I know. From what we've gathered, a small clan of storm giants have wandered into the capital city of Calipang and are causing a bit of ruckus. And we don't know what they're after, and I'm sure there's a perfectly reasonable reason that the local Kari did not see this coming. More on that later. And yes, I know. Storm giants, walking disasters, and unimaginable power, the stuff of pure nightmares. I know. But... Listen, don't panic. Don't even sweat. The shield bearers are rallying as we speak, and there are a number of Celestials posted right bang in Calipang. Everything is gonna be fine. On top of that, our sources tell me that everyone's favorite heartthrob hero, Handsome Jai, just departed on the Serpentine Jewel before news broke of the attack. Surely, with Jai on the scene as well, the matter will be settled shortly. As we all know, when push comes to shove, he's steady as stone.
You just said a phrase really interesting.
What's
and
that?
I forgot what it was. Bing bang. It was the bang.
Right bang on Calipang.
Yeah, right bang on Calipang.
I like highlighting Rune being different from Auron. Like every past traumatic event that's happening, Auron's been like empathetic and like right out there and like feeling it. And Rune's just like, nah, it's cool. Sweep under the rug. Everything's fine. Chill.
All good.
You know?
Yeah. Fuck you, Rune.
Keep on, carry on. So any fans of the Zelda series out there might be aware of the Oracle games. I'm wrapping up to something. Hang on. Chill.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Give me that side eye, Steven.
We'll give you some room.
Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons. They were Zelda titles that released kind of like Pokemon games, where they both came out simultaneously. It was like almost like a red version and a blue version. But the difference between them and Pokemon games is they are totally different games from each other, connected in a combined story, and they both sort of focused on different aspects of the classic Zelda game formula. Ages was all about the puzzles, and Seasons was all about the sort of combat and the adventuring. One of my first forays into fantasy at all, gaming, fantasy, any of that, was picking up Oracle of Ages for my Game Boy Color when I was a wee lad. And to this day, I will always, always love those titles. The idea of splitting the focus and mastering the two opposed sides of this, you know, this wonderful franchise was always so damn enchanting to me. And that has inspired this little idea of mine. Up to this point in the show, I've leaned hard on my preferred style of running this game. What I and other podcast fans might refer to as the Dimension 20 style, as among other things. Basically, it's a system of pacing where every few episodes of role play, we have a combat, and usually it's kind of a big, grand affair. It's a grid map. We try to get all chunky with it, and we push the players, and we don't have a lot of combats, but the ones that do happen, they're big story ones, they matter. And this way, we have a pretty free gameplay that transitions to pure chunk when we hit the combat.
You and chunky.
Chunk. And that's my,
it's
that's
been
my,
a week.
That's my yeah. D&D comfort zone. Right there. And we are throwing that comfort out the window for a while because I want to be a little crazy.
You're nuts, David.
These next two arcs are going to be our Fantasy Pants Oracle games. Two entirely different arcs focused on two entirely different aspects of what makes D&D great. Things that I never really go whole hog into, and I'm a little nervous doing it like this. The world of Sensa will mostly be a pure grid map dungeon crawl. And the world of Dialongan will be played fully in theater of the mind. And I really hope this isn't going to be bad.
But I want to get weird. I want to get weird. I like to experiment sometimes, you know? Okay.
Fingers crossed.
We want to see, and at the end of this, when we get to our next Unzipped, I really want to hear you guys' takes on what you're going to enjoy. Because I think Steven Rodriguez here is going to hate Theater of the Mind, and he's going to absolutely dig the really chunky grid-based map. And I think Jeremy Wolfe is going to be the opposite. I think you're going to like take the Theater of the Mind like a moth to a flame, and you're going to be like, bruh, this big old grid map affair. You know, where's my cool Theater of the Mind?
Well put. Well put. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think you're right. Uh-huh. I'm trying to go into it with an open mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. That's in the name.
Womp, womp, womp. But yeah, I'm really excited for this because it's going to be weird and uncomfortable in some ways. But I don't know. This is going to be crazy. When we get to the grid map, oh my gosh, just you wait to see what Rochelle cooked up for us.
Oh,
it's going to be a minute before we get to other party because right now we have a situation to deal with and it's insane. And I'm hoping tonight we can hit the ground running and really show off the strengths of Theater of the Mind where we can have, you know, you're not limited to a map. You're not looking down at one surface and saying, this is why I have to use this area. My players, you know, my characters can't really leave this map even though realistically I can do anything because it's a game about anything, you know. You can't just walk off that map because then me as a DM will be like, ah! But hey, whenever you want. You're going into a situation where obviously this town is under some kind of attack. You see one storm giant reaching into the gemstone right before you. You don't know what else is going on out there. You can stand and fight with one dude. You can run around. You can hide somewhere. You can just book it. You can save lives, preserve lives, kill lives. This is all you. There is no map now. You make it. I think if you embrace it, you're going to have a lot of fun. And I know I'm going to have a lot of fun because I'm not pulling any punches. Theater of the Mind, grid map, I don't care. I'm going to kill your characters.
This is the first time I really believe it.
Yeah.
Let me look at the CR for Storm Giant real quick. And oh, okay. Well, my abilities again? All right. Anyway, probably start the episode, huh?
I'm scared.
You guys want to do this?
No.
Hell yeah. Let's do this. Why do I have to do this? We open up on the inside of Handsome Jai's lamp, witnessing a scene that occurred just a few hours ago. Yeah, you thought I was going to get into it, guys? Ha! Ha! Tricked you again. Waving the red flag. I'm a bull. Tamer.
You see how shocked I am?
He is shocked. We look inside Handsome Jai's lab. This is some time back, some hours ago, just after Jules left. He left Jai with a choice, a quest before him. So we look upon the scene. We see the long bar sits empty beneath its wide variety of bottles and kegs. The walls of this place are those of stone, not sort of translucent like we've seen it sometimes before, but just pure, isolated stone walls around this this lounge. It is a place of near silence, apart from the sounds of sickness from Handsome Jai, who sits upon a long couch, his head hanging over an ornate jar. Mesmerai sits beside him, her pale fingers rubbing slow circles into his back. She wears her white fur robe, decorated as ever with the yellow and purple eye insignias of her people. Her own true eyes are softer than we've ever seen them before, staring into the shaking form of the fifth-ranked luminary. And she speaks softly, too.
You must sober quickly. Karagar gave you this sample to try out for such an occasion. I know it is not pleasant, but the toxins will be gone soon enough, Jai. You will be clean.
I don't want them to be gone.
Shh. Don't talk, fool man. Just listen to me, okay? Jules, he is right. Something terrible is coming for all of us, and I think it is time we all do our part to stop it. Remember what Trace told us? That Runersong's blackmail has been destroyed, all of it. We are free now. Free to fight back. Free to step into the light. Maybe this can be the first step of many more. Maybe it is time to make a change. Jai, I can't. You will not be alone. I can be with you every step of the way. We hear a long moment of silence. And then... Why are you so nice to me? I tortured you when we first met. I thought you were an enemy. So why are you still here?
Mesmer just shrugs.
Well, I suppose I have a thing for big hero types. I'm no hero. Look at me. You are a hero, Jai. You've just forgotten for a while.
You don't know me. You don't know the things I've done. The hell I've seen on Taib. I can still hear.
And he sort of moves to stand up, to push towards the bar, fingers split out, reaching for something, anything. And Yara stands with him. She chases him and wraps her arms around him, and we see him freeze. She presses her face into his back. They stand frozen as she speaks.
You're right. I will not lie. I don't know you. I don't know what you've done or how hard it has been for you.
She turns him slowly around to face her.
But I do see you. And I can see the man you really are behind the pain.
And Jai, shaking unsteady, his eyes look down to his feet.
How? Because, fool boy.
And Pale Finger slightly pushes chin up until his eyes meet Yara's. They can see the tears running to the lips of her smile.
I have my eyes on you.
And we return to the moment, to sudden hell. You stare to the translucent walls of Handsome Jai's lair of love, to the serpentine conqueror jewel in absolute chaos. People stampeding over each other, frantically trying to move away from the sole exit to the world outside. And the storm giant, the 25-foot-tall monstrosity grinning at the display of mass fear. You can see specks of fresh blood splattering his white beard and indigo skin. The door to the jewel slams fully open as the creature grunts with slight effort and reaches his hand in. The smoke surrounds him in more chaos, crackling thunder, breaking masonry, and so much desperate screaming echoes in from the world outside. Faced with all of this, I imagine you don't notice as Mesmer Eyes appears from invisibility and steps up beside you all inside the lamp, watching in horror.
This is...
And the chaos surrounding you all blurs as a lamp rises up above the crowd and surges towards the reaching giant. Handsome Jai is moving. Above you, you see Jai slamming down a potion. You see like crackles of lightning inside a blue-tinted bottle. And you watch his muscles bulge immensely, veins of pulsing blue energy appearing, spreading an indigo tint to his own skin as well. You see he flies with full ferocity into the unprotected face of the giant, his leg kicking out with force and knocking the creature back from the exit. The giant, Jai, and all of you inside the vessel tumble out from the Conquer Jewel and into the battlefield. Calipang, the capital of Dialongan. Jai, still flying there, delivers a follow-up attack on the giant, each pushing the surprised creature a few enormous steps back. With each move, the chaos around you becomes ever clearer. Now give me a moment. I got a lot of chaos to describe. You ready for this? You ready for this? Open up those minds for that theater. God. Raise those curtains. Here is the scene. Smoke rises from shattered buildings, fragments of pale masonry scattered all around the dirt streets. Flames look up from the cracks and gaps and broken red rooftops. One such roof of a long, single-story tavern caves in as a storm giant crashes through it, falling with a groan. More such creatures dot your vision, rising above the squat cityscape. You see a cluster of three of them to the southwest, greatswords flashing as they lock blades with a group of Celestials. One raises a hand, and a bolt of lightning cracks to humming existence in its grip. It throws it through one of the Celestials, a Pari, its blue skin cracked and bleeding light, and the bolt rips through the angel, and you watch it vanish with a violent burst of light and a short... Another group of two, male and female, seem to move unobstructed through the city to the east. They laugh together as their blades sweep the streets and structures below and rise, dripping with gore. More crashing, more screaming sounds in the south, the sight of the source of these blocked by the conquered jewel behind you. And high above everything, a very different struggle. Dark storm clouds obscure the sky, pouring rain over the small city. And flying amidst them, backlit by flashes of lightning, we see a long serpentine form. It's hard to make it out well from so far below, but you see distinct Piscine features. Fins shining with an array of color all along the body and standing up upon the head. You see the silhouette of a wide open mouth lined with razor teeth. And you can see this mouth working as a voice resounds through the sky, booming as if magnified by the storm. This creature is the spitting image of the frozen god of the plains of Arnakek that you saw in the ice of the windless sea, the calm lake. There's a name for it. It was cool.
Oh.
The ancient Drakon you saw then. That beast, however, the one you saw frozen in the ice, was impossibly huge. An unimaginable existence. A true deific presence. This creature above you, surely the last Bakunawa, a descendant of the old serpents, is still maybe 100 feet long. Larger even than Sholei in her draconic form, though far more slender. As it moves, so too do the storm clouds. It seems to command them just as the bones of its great ancestors have been known to do. Other lights, like shooting stars, move to engage with the monster, and you count four of them, flying from different angles to intercept more Celestials. As you look up, one of them seems to break away from the pursuit, launching down in your direction. Jai drops to the middle of the dirt street, facing the rising storm giant. He looks much like the creature now, glowing blue eyes, white hair, muscles bulging and massive. Energy seems to crackle through his veins. You see his voice has changed too as he boons out a command to have release. Immediately, a mist of color wraps around the lot of you and you are transported forcibly out of the lamp and into the fray. Appearing in the street before Jai, the giant just beyond him. Just behind you, the serpentine jewel yet looms. In a city of structures that only rarely rise to a second story, the conquered jewel dwarfs everything around. You stand now at the base of the ramp to its closing door, 30 feet away from the edge of the gem. And 30 feet ahead of you, the crumbled tavern stretching out to either side. The giant rises from the rumble, eyes locked, glaring at Jai. West of that structure looks to be the ruins of some kind of store. You see rain dampening the smoke pouring from it, yet the light of fire can be seen from deep within the broken walls, that telltale glow. And Jai turns to you to speak, ignoring the chaos behind, the wind whipping at you all. Storm giant! The Celestials and local defenses are overwhelmed. The shield bearers will be mobilizing, but too many will die before the situation is under control. We need to spread out! I'll take those two to the east! Salome, Jules, Arhalon, Gabriella, and Yara Ivanka, Mesmer Eyes, all stand in the street. Is there anything you want to say? As you see Jai is about to, like, mobilize.
I have two immediate thoughts.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. There's probably a lot of thoughts.
One, this is probably stupid. It's probably nothing.
I love
it's
stupid.
Just a thought. Can handsome Jai put somebody in the lamp against their will?
No.
Like a storm giant?
He can't do that, unfortunately.
Okay.
I think that's cool.
Figured I'd ask.
Yeah.
Figured I'd ask. Secondly, I really want to get to this serpent and get... We can probably get Paul's location out of this thing. Where is he? We can save him if you tell us where it is. Only one person needs to go up and do that and get the answer.
Whoa.
My immediate thought was Salome to fly up there because she's a Celestial and she could ask him that.
Damn.
Just a thought.
I mean, imagine it could be anybody else if only Emonrath didn't have the Rod of Flying.
Shut up, you.
But, I mean, I imagine it's got to know where he is. If he's saying save him, he's very connected to this.
That's wild. I didn't even... You said there were four Celestials up there fighting it, and one was coming down towards us, though?
Yeah, you see four lights moving to intercept, one seemed to turn and move down, and probably saw this one giant sort of moving without resistance against the Conquer Jewel and realized there was a more pressing matter to push towards.
Or even her just asking another Celestial, where's the boy?
Sure.
You know. I think we can get answers from that area.
Okay. So there's the... Fly guy in the sky.
Uh-huh.
Jai is heading towards two giants to the east.
Yeah, these two are not locked in any combat. They're just freely murdering down the street.
And there are three in front of us now?
There are three to the, was it northwest? Or it's southwest. That direction. Basically, those three are locked in a heavy combat with a number of Celestials. It looks like they're kind of distracted. Right now, you see only one in front of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
It's standing up from the crumbled remains of this tavern where it was just like knocked into. It looks somewhat hurt. You see a bit of like a purplish blood running down. It's from its mouth where Jaya struck it.
Gotcha. It's wounded.
But it more looks mad than anything.
So Salome will hear Jaya's cry to split up, and she'll look to Jules and tell him,
"Jules, I will not split from you unless it is what you think is best. I will follow your lead."
I will say, there is a gravity, a crackling static presence emanating from the creature before you.
Okay.
You might recognize a feeling of sheer dread. This is something unlike anything you've faced before. Now, you don't need to fight it straight. You could just leave. The world is your oyster.
Can I ask, what does Salome know about storm giants? I'm particularly very interested in if storm giants are immune or whatever to either thunder or lightning damage. That's super important for Salome to try to figure out.
For storm giants, you can give me history or arcana. Make a check. This is like you recalling any knowledge you have. Anyone can make this check.
Okay. Intelligence, of course, being
What are we rolling?
Either... history or arcana.
Arcana, okay.
Can I affect them with my thunder or lightning damage?
With a 2-2, Salome has never heard of a storm giant.
Yeah, same with a 5+1.
Shit!
Jules doesn't know shit.
if you just overcharge them, right? Like, it's kind of like they're so lightning-y. If you put more lightning in, they'll probably just explode.
Great, cool. All right. It's like a battery, right?
Makes sense. Yeah, it's like a battery.
What is our plan, Jules?
Jules is not going to leave this thing. He's not going to leave all these people to die. Jules is planning on fighting. But he turns to Salome. Salome, can you fly up there? See if anybody knows where Paul is.
She looks straight up and she studies the battle happening in the sky, noting the Celestials.
We just need a location, then come back down here and we fight.
I will do that, but I won't leave you alone.
Oh.
I think hearing this, Jai is, he's like already sort of half flying away. He's like up in the air moving, and he kind of turns back to you. Again, his veins are crackling with whatever that potion was. And just do not lose sight of our objective. We are luminaries, all. He kind of looks to you, Jules, for a moment, nods. More than that, we're soldiers. Save everyone you can.
Don't you worry. We're fighting.
He nods, smiles, and just goes to turn away, and you hear Mesmer, Yara just shout out, "Jai!" He stops for 1 second, doesn't really look back, but just halts for a moment as she calls after him. "I see you." And you see him rocket off over the cityscape. As he moves away, as Salome begins to make a move, I imagine upwards, as you turn to face this giant, sees him go and just,
"You will run from me!"
But he turns away from Jai, seeing him moving towards his own certain doom, towards those other two giants, and looks to the rest of you.
I will break you all. You.
His eyes lock on you, Salome, as you begin to move.
You, winged Cretan, your kind do not belong on our world. You appear here with your laws and your demands. We will suffer no more. The sacred serpent has come to see your reckoning, but we will not miss the fun. We have arisen from the tides to smash all of the small folk and to tear the wings off of you, little birds. For the Stormbreaker!
You hear another giant, face weathered with age, rising up from a short ways beyond the crushed tavern to the north. Its eyes lock on its screaming kin, flock over to you, Salome, and begins to charge, screaming out a war cry of his own.
Four-pong eel!
Roll for initiative.
All right. Let's fuck these giants up.
Damn, you said roll for initiative before I said, hey, can Jules cast a spell?
I know. I was like, yeah.
Once you cast a spell, it's like you're basically already going to initiative.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Also, shoot.
Sidekicks?
Sidekicks. I didn't have your sheets yet. So who gets which sidekick?
I don't have Arhalon.
Are you doing you're Arhalon? Do you want Arhalon or Gabriella?
I don't know if I want the responsibility of playing your girlfriend.
Yeah. All right. Take Arhalon.
Okay.
Because you'll probably be better at playing him than I am.
I have at least one way that I could maybe play off of Arhalon, so I'm kind of excited to try that. We'll see if I get a chance.
Roll your initiatives, write them down, and I'm going to do some finagling. All
right.
Let me finagle some of that sidekicks on these sheets.
What's Gabrielle's modifier?
It's a good question. Add a sidekick. Spent so much time on prep and didn't do the one most important thing.
All right, got sheets back up. I'm going to roll Arhalon's.
Yes, Arhalon roll.
Who knew?
Arhalon, resplendent is. I believe it's black. We've heard from Zila in canon, like adamantine armor. There's some art being made of Arhalon. Actually, right now, tonight, probably getting colored in.
As
looks
we
so good.
Speak.
Nice. As we speak. Astropathic Art on Instagram. Check it out.
Check her out.
There's some insane new stuff dropped. A crazy John Franklin picture that's currently my phone background.
All over the Discord, too.
Yes, all over the Discord. Get them all saved in there. You want some cool, you want some pictures of our characters to put on your phones and tape up to your wall and whatever weird stuff?
Then I'll be better about posting them, too.
Yes, hell yeah. Sorry. Anyway, we were rolling sidekick sheets.
Yeah. What was Gabrielle's modifier for?
4.
It's dex.
Oh, it's 4. Okay. It was her dex. Cool.
So I got a 13 for Salome and a 9 for Arhalon.
I got a 6 for Gabriella.
Oof.
And a 3 for Jules.
Oh, dude. Double.
Dude. Jules rolled a natural 1.
Holy crap.
And he's got a plus 2 for his initiative.
Ouchie mama.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, Jules is about to make a move, and he's just like, and a horse of gouts. What's that? All the trauma flashes back, slows you down.
Nah, fuck that. Gabriella says, wait.
Actually, stay close to me. And she kind of puts a hand out.
Watch out for that horse.
She's gone full, secret service mode around you right now. Just crouched down low, getting ready to fight. And with that, let's get into it.
Oh, boy.
First one to move is going to be Mesmer Eyes, who her eyes sort of trail after Jaya as he vanishes into the distance. You see the two giants look up and begin to move to engage. And she turns back to the foe before you, who's now standing tall and beginning to doom, doom, make thundering steps toward you. His eyes still fixed on Salome. And you see Mesmer Eyes just looks to you all, thrust me, and vanishes.
Hell yeah.
And that's her turn. And now it's going to be that storm giant, the one incoming. There's one farther away. It's going to take him a minute. You just see him. You can hear the constant bow, 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 just charging down the street. Boom, boom, smashing through structures, buildings like they're nothing. Just full juggernauting over to you. There's one closer to you that you got to deal with. Salome, you're already taken to the sky. I'm going to say you started flying. I'm not going to say you're on the ground.
Oh, I was going to say she's like in that cool, like superhero pose.
Do you want to be in that pose?
I mean, just for the theatrics of it, but not for the mechanics of it.
You want the cobblestone to explode when you jump
exactly.
up?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You tell me, are you in the air or are you on the ground? It's going to decide what I do.
Ooh. God damn it. I want to be in the air.
All right. You did the cool thing. The ground's already exploded.
Okay, cool.
There's rubble flying up at you. And you're, boom, yeah, full crater.
So I, all right, yeah.
And you're, boom, zooming up. See, you get into theater of the mind. You can't do craters on a grid map. Makes no sense. You're locked in the air, and this creature you see, sees you there, grabs a piece of rubble from the ground behind it, and full hucks it towards you.
Oh, awesome.
Other hand grabs the second one and hucks it as well.
Jeez, saying, twice.
Yeah, what? Baby. We're coming at you twice.
What?
Dude, you're in trouble.
Holy shit.
You ready for this?
No.
You ready for this?
Still no.
Hang on.
I made a goof. I only have one. I realized I pulled up for some reason the 2024 Storm Giant stat blocks, and I'm like, no, those are...
Ha-ha.
Not balanced for this game.
Get nerfed, nerd.
I'm getting nerfed.
Get nerfed, nerd.
I'm actively getting nerfed right now. So we're going to zoop back over to the right Storm Giant stat block, and now I'm going to beat you up. So here we go. Here comes a rock. Single one. Not the highest roll. Crap. Well, a 22 hit?
I knew it was going to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah, 22 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. All right, hang on. Let me do a bunch of math.
Fuck.
Oh, so much math.
Fuck.
Oh, there's a limit to how big my numbers can get in my head.
This is rolling. Is that a D12?
Turquoise die here. I haven't whipped these guys out in a while, so this is pretty fun.
It fucking is a D12.
Dude, I should have done some bardics while we were still in
the game. You just rolled a fourth D12, I think.
Uh-huh. We'll just add to that real fast.
Stop! Okay. I can't survive 4d12.
What the fuck?
Okay. Hey, not too bad. Okay. That is 37 points of bludgeoning damage. You just go to move.
That's
and
more
this
than
full
half my HP.
Boulder crashes into you. You just feel this unimaginable pain, this force ripping through. I imagine as you get hit, Salome, almost like cracks form into your body and light, like prismatic light begins to flow out as you are sent that much closer to your home plane, to being brought back to the plane of Kameo, that outer world of light. You feel this thing crash against you. You were sent sort of, I'm just sprawling in the air, kind of, you know, probably holding your spot. In fact, you know what? You're in the air. You just hit by a rock. I need you to roll for me something. I need you to roll for me. Acrobatics or athletics, your choice.
You're such a dick.
To see if you're going to go with the rock.
A 3.
Fucking hell.
You go to make that move. You see that monster up ahead, pong, ill, moving information you might need. Out of your reach, your hand outstretched, and this pain rips through you. You feel bones cracking, breaking, if that's how Celestials work. Discord me if it's not. And you go tumbling back down to the ground.
To the ground?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So we're fighting one of these right now.
Yep.
There's a second one coming towards us.
Yeah.
There's two to the east. There's 3 to the southwest.
Jai's got those 2.
And then there's still a boss monster in the sky.
Hmm. Welcome to Chaos Land. Hey, you're using that imagination really well. Are you scared?
Yeah.
Boom! That's imagination, baby.
Okay.
That is my turn, though. And that's going to be you, Salome. The other one is going to take the turn to just like... gets closer and closer.
Salome hits the ground and rolls and rolls and rolls and finally catches herself and looks towards the storm giant with a hand up and casts a spell. And she calls out to Ar-Halon, Ar-Halon, be the next hit. And she's going to cast Guiding Bolt on Storm Giant.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's a 18 with a plus 9. So, like, 1.5 million.
That's gonna hit.
Okay, great. So, that's, let me see here, 46 radiant.
Give me that radiant. You see, Ar-Halon is locked in. He just hears these words, nods, positions himself to move, and he's, those old shield bearer instincts fully kicking in. His orange eye sort of locked on this creature.
Just 12.
Just 12?
Radiant.
Hey, 12 is not nothing. As this bolt slams into it, you see it begins to light up around the wound, almost drawing in Arhalon's attention. His eyes sort of focus on that now. He looks emboldened. Anything else you want to do? You want to try flying again?
Yes, sorry. Movement. Yes, she'll... less cool this time, a little unsteady on her feet. Try to... Maybe it takes her two attempts to get off the ground and try to move. Fly speed is somewhere around here. It's the same as her walking speed, right?
Yes.
Yes, so she'll try to fly 30 feet into the sky.
It'll take a number of basically moves to reach that creature above. You see it's sort of spinning around in the sky now. Before it was going one direction, now it's turning. As you see those lights in the sky are locked against it, flashes of lights, maybe other guiding bolts being thrown far above. You blast off again. Masonry breaks. Hold.
No, it's less cool this time.
It's less cool here. a single rock and a beep moves a little bit.
And Jeremy, I just want to say that earlier when Salome said, you know, I'll do this, but I'm not going to leave you alone, I was going to cast a spell that was going to leave like a thing down there with you, but plans changed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm leaving Arhalon with you instead.
Arhalon. It's pretty cool, though, and it's actually his turn.
Okay, that's great.
Oh, boy.
That's excellent. Arhalon is going to run towards this giant and take a swing with his flame-tongued sword.
Are you activating it?
Yes. So it's a bonus action before...
Bonus action before you attack to just get the thing going, and you see the blade will ignite with full fire, the type of weapon used by his father. A great sword wreathed in flame.
And I'm actually going to be rolling 2d20s because Guiding Bolt gives the next hit on that target advantage.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, great. That's 24.
24 will hit.
Okay, sweet. He's also going to use his Searing Smite.
Oh, my gosh.
So the... Hold on.
You would hurt these poor innocents. You would hurt my friends. Creature, you will fall.
And he flies in. Sword coming.
So the base damage for the sword is 2d6 plus 4.
This is going to get crazy.
It's two more d6 because of the flame tongue being active.
It is.
And then it's two more d6 for the searing smite.
Oh, my gosh.
So 66 plus 4.
Got your bone d6 around here somewhere?
We paused to look for the bone d6. And the consensus is I'm pretty sure I have them at home. But I did grab a boatload of d6s from a boatload of our friends. And I'm going to roll them.
Hell yeah. This is going to be so ridiculous.
24.
24 damage.
24 nice. Fire damage.
Holy crap. Okay. That's 66 plus that modifier. Holy moly. He just slides in, blazing sword, ripping right into this creature's chest, slicing through. It's like chain armor, leaving a... hot, you know, smoldering gap in the metal, and it roars out. That is turn?
That's it.
Okay. And that is going to be Gabriella.
Cool. She's going to do what she does best. How tall was this thing?
This thing's 25 feet tall.
25 feet. Okay.
Ho-ho!
Big boy.
Gabriella, with her knowledge of things, would she know of a weak spot potentially around his ankles or something?
That's a tricky one.
Is she quick enough to get behind him and climb up?
If you burn a step of the wind, she could get behind, because that would take one movement to get like behind him and one movement basically to climb to the top. He's standing next to the rubble of this building. She can climb to the top. I'll tell you this. If you spend the extra movement and you beat an acrobatics roll to get up quickly, athletics or acrobatics, I'll allow. I will give her advantage on her next attack because she'll be climbing up to this behind this thing at his head, and you'll get flanking bonus because she'll be behind it.
Okay.
I think that's cool.
I kind of want to do that.
But if you fail that
flank,
you fail the acrobatics check, though, she could fall.
Yeah.
But she'll still be in flanking.
Yeah.
It's true.
Very true.
Let's do it.
Let's go for that.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
So she begins to move. You burn one key point, step of the wind. You see just, Jules, stay safe. And just boom, she's already gone. Beeline across the street, moving so fast. I think she's still wearing your, like, she bought new clothes, new dresses, but she likes your outfit. She has that sort of same sort of loose black clothing that seems to blend into the sort of shadowy storm cloud. She moves behind it.
11.
I was only looking for a 10.
Oh,
it's not. It's not like climbing a sheer structure. It's rubble, so sure. I imagine it's kind of falling down. Anything lower, it's like a thing would twist. She'd fall, but she's just bounding up this stuff. You're already costing a key point, so she stands upon one sort of flattened piece of rubble, getting up sort of up to almost like the back of its neck.
Yeah.
Actually, probably wouldn't be that high up. It's a single story tavern, so probably more like his spine.
Okay.
But as she moves up there, take advantage on your attack.
Cool. Where's the armor covering?
The armor was basically covering its chainmail down her his sort of back.
So
there.
She could go for the neck.
Yeah, she can jump up. Yeah, well, it'll say she can just barely reach the neck with like a pretty firm kick. Get some damage in for this first one.
Okay.
That'll be the advantage. Oh, yeah, plus two.
Does she have any weapons? Because she does have a melee weapon attack.
That's just her punch.
That's just her punch. Okay, cool.
Gabrielle doesn't need weapons. She's got key.
Fair. That is going to be a 23 to hit.
23 will hit. Sweet. Holy shit. How is it that you don't have San Satian? I have seen bigger foes. She hasn't.
That's going to be 10.
10 damage. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have one more attack. You burned your bonus action.
That's what I was going to ask. Did that not count as a bonus action, that movement
The key
point?
The key point will. So you get one more attack because you get two attacks normally.
Right.
But you won't be able to get your bonus action.
Get the third. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
You guys are turning on some new Ferraris. Characters we have not seen since San Satian are running wild.
Yeah.
This one's going to be a 13.
13. Is that with flanking?
Oh, no, 15.
15 still misses.
Fuck.
I'm sorry. It's always so funny.
God damn.
He the first cracks, and the thing, she turns to try to hit it again. It just like the shoulder sort of flexes out of the way.
Sure.
Elbow comes and almost takes her, and she could have bounced off of it.
He felt lands the first one.
Firmly on top of this sort of like flat piece of rubble, flattened out by his own sort of body as he pressed onto it. And now she is in position. Hell yeah.
Cool.
That is going to be Jules.
Sweet. Jules is going to look at over to the, how far was Salome?
Salome would be now 30 feet up. And would you get knocked back? She would be 10 feet behind you.
Cool.
10 feet
perfect.
Behind, 30 feet up.
So Jules is going to turn around, reach out his hand, and he's going to use as an action animating performance and grab the rock that was used for Salome.
Holy shit, yes!
As a bonus action.
Oh my gosh.
As a bonus action, first he's going to cast Bardic Inspiration onto Salome.
Oh, okay. Baby.
Okay.
And if I'm reading this right, double check it, I can still, with Bardic Inspiration, if I'm using a bonus action for Bardic Inspiration, I can still use a bonus action to command the item. As well.
What?
Just double check. I'm pretty sure I read that right.
Let me look at this.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I typed in Jules on Google. What is wrong with me?
So it's under.
Get out of town.
It didn't pull him up. It didn't pull the character sheet.
Yeah, it's under my bonus actions and actions. Actually, hold on. No, where did I find it? Hold on. Stand by. Okay, I find it. So this bottom paragraph says, when you use your Bardic Inspiration feature, you can command the item as part of the same bonus action you use for Bardic Inspiration. Once you animate an item with this feature, you can't do it again until you finish a long rest. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, so like the first turn when you
aim
an object,
yeah,
you can use the same
I can bonus only
action
do the,
to do bark.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So like I just imagine, you just like you go to animate this, and that golden mode that shines like towards Salome splits and hits the rock that she leaves behind. Salome, boom, gets the glow around you, and the rock behind gets it as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so actually that saves my action then.
It does?
I was thinking, whoops. Okay, I had it mixed around. I was thinking I could still attack with the bonus action by commanding it, but that still gives me my action.
Yeah.
It's using the bonus action to animate
it.
So I still have an action. Cool. Fuck yeah. Let's go with a tried and true. I'm going to cast... Blindness, deafness.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Let's go for that one. I mean, it's probably got a high con.
Storm giant? No.
But, yeah, I'm gonna use.
Oh, that con is crazy. Sorry, crazy low. crazy low con. That shitty con.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, it's going to be third level.
Third level. Okay.
It's going to have to be high.
Okay. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this? Pass.
What is it?
25.
God damn it.
I rolled really good.
God damn it.
You just to cast, and I think you see like a dark shadow pass with the eyes for a second, and then almost like burst away. That same sort of light blue just shine in the eyes just destroys your shadow, mm-hmm. and those eyes, pupilless, seem to turn and focus on you.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That your turn? Do you want to move? Right now, you are standing about 30 feet back from the giant. Arhalon is up, and it's Biz, and Gabrielle is right behind it. So you are in a safe-ish location.
Yeah. What's around me in terms of structure?
Behind you is the ramp up to the Auroral Diamond. You're kind of staying in the middle of this dirt road. The tavern kind of stands at a corner. So sort of beyond that, on the west side is more dirt road. On the east side, though, there is a building that's sort of crackling, burning fire on it. I may have got those mixed up. Let me double check. Sorry, yeah, there's a looks like a store sort of on the west side. On the east side, looks like there's a corner beyond that, like a long sort of string of market stalls.
Okay, so if I were to go around to that building, I would kind of start going around the side of the giant.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to go around to the sort of building up on the side,
he's going
to
make his way to that
building. Okay, so you bolt around the side of the giant, around towards this building that's sort of this store broken in, fire lighting it. As you move closer, I want you to roll for me a perception check.
Oh, God damn it.
In fact, what's your passive?
My passive is 16.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit. I thought you had a negative. Oh, that's fine.
No. Okay. Cool.
As you go to move around it, Jules, two things happen. The first, you move to the side of the building and you hear screaming. This screaming stands out from the rest because it is muffled. Because it is sounds of people screaming from inside the crushed building from where the fire seems to lick. As you take that in, your eyes fall into the street beside you, now sort of opened up, and you can see another scream go up as this young sort of teenage boy, long bangs of dark hair, fingers, his eyes just like is leaning over a body. And you see a woman in a teal dress is lying beneath him. Half her body is like just completely cooked, blackened wounds, smoking where a bolt of lightning has seemed to rip through her flesh. Her left arm, still wrapped in pale skin, still alive, is pressed against her son's cheek. And you see a trail of tears trickling down between the splayed out fingers, her mouth moving. You don't catch words, but you do catch the moment when that hand falls limp. The very instant when this woman dies and you feel that paddle pressed into your back, perhaps in your bag of holding, people screaming about to burn inside a building, a woman who's just died in the arms of her son, and you, Jules, with a choice to make. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. One hell of a turn, Jules.
Yeah.
Way up high, the Bakunawa. Down, Salome, you're flying up, moving. This is the diva's turn that is flying down to meet you, much like Hieronix, a very like ivory white skin. You see this one has like long flowing hair, chiseled features, huge massive chin. It's ridiculous. Sort of moving down in the eyes, gleaming white light, pools of radiance seem to regard you and then look surprised. Give me a luck check, see if you recognize this guy. D20, D100, I don't care. It's 50-50.
Yeah, I got my... Just had to find my D20.
11 and higher, you got him.
It's a 2.
You don't know. You know him, he seems to know you.
Sister Salome, what are you doing here?
quickly, what news? There's no time.
I don't... Everything's gone mad. The creature, the dragon, it's gone. It's insane. It's been attacking outer villages. It came here. I don't know why it came here, but the giants have followed. The city has fallen. I don't know what to do.
And you realize you're a pari. You outrank this diva. You are a luminary. You are a trusted of Atosh. Mm. And you see this figure is looking to you for guidance.
What do you know of the creature? Can it be stopped here?
Shit, that's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
Yeah. All right, so I feel like because it's an audio standpoint, I need to let the pants people know that if you're hearing any buzzing that comes up, our mic cables are starting to go. They've been serving us well for over 3 years now, and their life is about over. Mine went last week, and now apparently Steven's is. Mm. So if you hear a buzz, I'm sorry. I can't do shit about it right now. We'll get new cables.
Buy a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
That'll help.
Yeah. Where can I buy a sweatshirt at, Steven?
At fantasypants.co, because .com was way too expensive.
Buy a sweatshirt, save the podcast.
All right, let's kill your monsters, dude.
All right.
I shouldn't have said that.
The music.
Get that music back.
Yeah, where's the music?
You took it away.
No, I didn't. It's up.
What?
The fader's up, dude.
Wait, what? Hang on.
It's at the bottom. It's right here.
Wait. But it's...
The fader's up.
Then why'd it go away? I didn't turn it off.
I don't know.
I watched you move it down.
It's, no, you're right. Up. It turned off, though, for
what
some reason.
What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, this creature looks to you for guidance, but it's not your turn, so don't say anything.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back to that.
I already said a thing, though.
What'd you say? I can't remember. Oh, you told it. Oh, what'd you ask?
I was basically trying to get its, like, perspective on... If we can stop this creature here with enough help.
Oh, that's what you said. Yeah.
Okay, or like, if it's like a godlike thing, you know what I mean?
Let me zoom Zamazon right back into that. Oh, brothers are trying, but I fear the creature is fast. And when it moves into the sea, we cannot follow. I don't know. We've tried before. It's...
Is it immune to lightning damage?
I tried to have a roll for this. Give me a roll. See if they actually tried lightning on it. You're rare in that you're an actual, like, storm aspect. There aren't a lot of aspects like you, Salome. Most of them fall under things like law or goodness.
Sure.
Or just general life.
What's my roll here?
I need you to roll just luck. 50-50.
Oh, shit. I rolled a 10.
Okay, no. I don't know. What do we do? The people are dying all around. We have failed! Oh, Father, we have failed! Atosh!
Go down there and save as many as you can. I'll do what I can up here.
Yes, sister. Yes! You see this creature? Wings flap, and it slides down. I think as you watch him move down, Salome, as you turn to look back and regard that creature, something begins to click in your mind. In all the chaos, you're only now starting to realize in this moment of slight calm as everything's just going mad around you, you haven't felt the pull of the future. You haven't had a vision.
Yeah.
And usually it's like they're almost always like, I imagine like in your case, it's almost like when you stare too long at something and see like an overlay of that object, right? I imagine for you, you just halfway see this. It's why we kind of describe your intelligence being so low, you're distracted and sort of vacant because you're always seeing something. But your eyes are clear right now, and they are focused on the skies above.
At first, she thought it was maybe just her, what I call initiative eyes, where it's like serious business. But now that she's been flying and time has passed and hasn't been any of that interference, she's realizing it's something else.
Hell yeah. Top of the round. Yara makes a move you do not see. She is gone. And the storm giant turns to strike back, looking quite hurt now after those attacks from Jai and these follow-up attacks from Gabriella and Arhalon. It's going to strike out. I think it's going to go for Arhalon with a couple of sword swings. So here we go. My first attack is a natural 20.
Don't.
Let me just do this to see how this goes. This is going to be insane. Give me a second to roll some crazy damage here.
Wait a minute. Hold on. No, I've got adamantine armor.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's
right. Oh my god, he's immune to crits! He's immune to crits! Whoa! Oh shit!
That's right!
Oh shit!
Oh, get nerfed, nerd!
Oh.
Get fucking nerfed, dude!
Yeah.
You see this blow comes down
Arhoan. Why'd you roll another one?
Because I'm rolling a normal attack now.
I made it rain for Arhoan, man.
Dude. For real.
Holy shit.
So rather than taking 12d6 plus a bunch of damage, he's only going to take 66 plus a bunch of damage. He takes, you see this weapon comes down, and you see there's a moment of like pause. Arhoan realizes he went in with too much righteous fury, stepped out of bounds just a little bit, was left kind of like with his leg out when he should have been ready to like block this. The sword with the parry, he doesn't quite make it, and the weapon comes down hard on him and catches in the shoulder of his black gleaming plate. Driving him down just a little bit. He takes 25 points of damage.
Oof. Oof.
But he still stands beneath the weight of this weapon. It rises again, comes at him again. This time with only a... Oof. That's, maybe. 18 to hit.
Meets it, beats it, but...
Ooh.
He's going to use a reaction and parry.
Oh, shit!
Plus 2 to his AC.
This time he's not going to be taken off guard. The sword comes down again. Arhoan, just still recovering from that blow, rings his great sword up. Flaming tiny sword meets this massive, gigantic, like, you know, bent, heavy metal blade and somehow turns it just enough for it to slide to the side and smash into the dirt, sinking deep. And Arhoan stands beside it, the dust washing over him as the blade hits. Holy shit, dude. So you're driving that stab
block. Cool ass move.
That's crazy. Okay, that's that giant. That's all he's got. There is another giant, though, and it's on the way. And I'm really, really nasty now.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Yep. This other creature you see begins to, like, move. He hears the scream of rage from his kin, says,
I'm coming! Take this!
Reaches up towards the sky, and you see a bolt of lightning flashes down from just above, almost a small cloud forms above you guys, crashing down on the storm giant, his ally.
Deck save.
But they are immune. But the creatures within range of the storm giant are not immune, and so I want Arhoan and Gabriella both to make dexterity saving throws.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's going to hurt a lot.
Cool. Gabriella gets half damage.
That's true.
Yeah, and she probably will also pass the dex save.
If she passed dex save, that's going to be incredible. Arhoan's going to die now.
fucking hell.
Yeah, he's got a plus 0 to dex. He needs to roll
Let
super
me start
high.
Mathing incredibly hard for a second here.
Damn it. Just a 14.
Oh. Shit. What? Nope. Never mind.
Okay. I have done the roll.
Okay.
I think I might need to start transitioning to, like, dice on a computer. I know you hate it, but my God, these numbers are huge. Look at these damage. You want to know which damage you're taking? Oh, yeah, get your rerolls. Never mind. Then I'll tell you.
Yeah, Gabriella got a 23.
Holy shit. Gabriella takes... Literally
no
she
damage.
Sees the lightning coming. She feels the air crackling. Her hair stands up a little bit. And you see she leaps back just in time to get out of range. And this thing, boom, blasts down. How's Arhoan doing over there?
You haven't told me what he took for damage, so.
Oh, what do you roll? Sorry, I was managed.
It was a fail.
It was a fail.
I think it was like
Arhoan takes 54 points of damage.
Get the fuck out. David.
What?
You can't.
That's like.
I just did.
How the fuck do we get out of this?
I mean, he's not after the next round.
There's a diva flying down on the way right now.
Jesus
Arhoan
Christ.
Gets rocked. He's like staying tall, but the lightning strikes through. The blade beside him where it lands sort of catches the lightning bolt and it sort of crackles off. He's like touching the side of it and it courses through his body.
And he has one hit point.
What is his hit point?
He took 2 hits.
Still standing. Hey,
dude,
still
David
standing.
Literally created just a slaughter.
There's like 6 of
like,
these guys.
Yeah. What the fuck?
The storm howls above. Arhalon barely stands. Gabriella moves out of the way of the attack, moves back in to engage Jules. You find yourself caught between two difficult choices, many lives on the line, and you can hear the screaming of Arhalon. What will you do? Salome, your goal lies in the sky, and yet your friend's screams follow you as you move up. You sent help towards them, but will this diva be enough? Well, guess we'll have to wait a week to find out, won't we? Because we'll call it there!